This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, this week on Cross Hope, we begin a new series from the book of 1 Corinthians. The series title is actually a little different. It's called A Wild Church in a Wicked City. We'll explain later. But today's specific title of the message this week is Unity Matters. Of all the problems at the Church of Corinth, disunity, I think, was the most important to deal with. That's what we discuss this week on Cross Hope. Bob Wise, for years, was a minister in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I don't even know if he's still there. I don't know, to be honest with you, if he's still alive. I just knew of him years ago. He said a situation developed in their church that was explosive. This was back in the day and age, and many of you remember this, when the only church musicians you had was a piano player on one side and an organist on the other, and that's what I grew up with, and that's what I saw in churches for years, a piano player and an organist. At his particular church in Oklahoma City, he had a situation develop where the organist was from a Presbyterian background. She was used to playing classical music, what I would call high church music. She was a professional organist in every sense of the word. The person playing the piano, however, came from a Pentecostal church background and was used to playing anything but classical. And so Bob Wise thought, this is great. We'll combine the two styles. It'll bring about a change of pace. We'll have one play and one do this during the service. And he thought it was a great idea. Well, unbeknownst to him, there was a great conflict that started between the two musicians. And not only was there a conflict between the two musicians, both of them started developing camps within the congregation. And people started saying things, I'm with the organist. I'll tell you, I like her style. And other people said, no, we like the person who plays the piano. We like her style. It's more refreshing. It's more spirit-filled. It's more uplifting. And so Bob Wise said what started out as a disagreement between two musicians in the church grew until the place came where they had two different camps in the congregation. And finally, he came to the place where he had to bring the two of them together, the piano player and the organist. And here's what he said. It's really blatantly honest what he says. I wish I had a Superman story to tell you, but I don't. I proved to be hopelessly mortal and getting mangled and losing both women as members of the church. Then he said this. However, something important arose out of the smoldering wreckage of the collision. A principle was established. If people were going to be members of this congregation, they would have to be loving. They would have to embrace one another. They didn't have to agree on everything. They didn't have to see eye to eye on everything. But they did have to love one another. They did have to be loving. Today we're going to begin a brand new sermon series from the book of 1 Corinthians. I don't know what your familiarity is with this book of the New Testament. The Apostle Paul wrote the book. But it's probably one of the most problematic churches that's ever been described in the New Testament. Let me list for you some of the problems. Disunity, we'll talk about that, was a problem in the church. Members were suing one another, taking one another to court. Paul had to deal with that. They had a case of incest in the church where a man was living in sin with his stepmother. And everybody in the church knew it. Everybody in the town knew it. That was going on. There were factions. There were arguments. There was immorality going on. It was just one deal after another. And yet, get this, the Apostle Paul founded this church in Corinth. And I found out something I didn't know before this week, that no one in the church at Corinth would have been a Christian for more than 6 years.
Well, we're simply out of time. We'll continue this message from 1 Corinthians 1 tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.